Netanyahu, Israel lost one of its greatest friends. Israeli leaders pay tribute to Lindsey Graham. By Joshua Klein on July 12, 2026. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday that Israel had lost one of its greatest friends as he led an outpouring of tributes from across Israel's political spectrum following the sudden death of Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC. He applauded the longtime South Carolina lawmaker as one of the Jewish state's staunchest allies in Washington. Graham died Saturday at the age of 71 following what his office described as a brief and sudden illness. Alongside President Donald Trump's tribute, Israeli leaders from the governing coalition and opposition praised the veteran senator's decades-long support for Israel. His repeated visits following Hamas's October 7, 2023, terrorist attack, and his steadfast commitment to the U.S.-Israel alliance. Recalling their most recent meeting, Netanyahu said, "Lindsey is a great friend of Israel and a cherished friend of mine. We have no better friend than Lindsey." The prime minister added that Graham understood that the security of Israel and America are inseparable and devoted his life to defending America, strengthening our alliance and standing up for the free world. "Israel has lost one of its greatest friends. America has lost a great patriot. I have lost a beloved friend," Netanyahu added. "Our hearts are with Lindsey's family and with the American people at this difficult time. May his values and initiatives continue to guide us toward victory and peace, and may his memory forever be a blessing." President Isaac Herzog said he was shocked and heartbroken by Graham's sudden passing, calling him a great American patriot, a great friend of Israel, and my dear friend. Herzog described the South Carolina Republican as a beacon of moral clarity and a true leader of the U.S.-Israel partnership, saying Israelis will never forget how he stood by the people of Israel in our most difficult moments. Defense Minister Israel Katz called Graham a true friend of the State of Israel and one of its strongest and most steadfast supporters, crediting him with working tirelessly to strengthen the strategic alliance between the United States and Israel. Katz highlighted Graham's repeated visits following Hamas's October 7 massacre, saying the senator stood shoulder to shoulder with our people in an extraordinary demonstration of solidarity and unwavering friendship. Foreign Minister Gideon Saar said he was shocked and saddened by Graham's death, recalling that he always referred to him as the best senator and the best friend. Saar said Graham was one of the greatest friends of Israel and the Jewish people whose support for Israel and its security was unwavering, adding, "The State of Israel has lost a great friend. Israel will not forget you, dear friend." Opposition leader Yair Lapid likewise honored Graham, saying the senator possessed unwavering moral clarity, a deep devotion to the people of Israel and a clear vision for a secure and peaceful Middle East. Former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said America had lost a devoted patriot while Israel had lost one of its greatest friends, praising Graham for standing with the Jewish state through our darkest hours. President Donald Trump also paid tribute to his longtime ally, describing Graham as one of the greatest people and senators I have ever known. Trump said Graham was always working and was a true American patriot, adding that he will be greatly missed. Graham represented South Carolina in the Senate since 2003 and was serving his fourth term after winning the Republican primary last month with Trump's endorsement. Widely known as a leading voice on national security and foreign policy, Graham was among Congress's strongest supporters of Israel and consistently backed efforts to strengthen the U.S.-Israel alliance while advocating a hard line against Iran. He is survived by his younger sister, Darlene Graham Nordun, whom he raised after the deaths of their parents when he was a young man. His office said Graham's family appreciates prayers at this time and asks for privacy during this incredibly difficult period. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.